most magical experiences a human can go through. And it's something that I hope that I get to experience one day. Well, a little bundle of life and joy that you've created with your partner. A baby to nurture and care for and give all of the love in the world to. Well, it's all celebrations and presents and excitement. But what about the worry, the stress and other battles that new parents have to face? Is enough being done to highlight and talk about postnatal depression? Well, Kate Middleton has recently said that she doesn't believe enough is being done. And did you know that it affects men as much as it does women? Well, Mia Scotland is a clinical psychologist from Melton and joins us now. Good afternoon to you, Mia. How are you?
Hello. Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Thank you ever so much for coming in today, Mia. Let's go back to the start. Right, let's let you know the nuts and bolts of this. What is postnatal depression?
Well, postnatal depression is depression that kind of can be triggered by the event of having had a baby. And it is, we used to think it was different to other depression, but what the research is now suggesting is actually it isn't very different. It is about stress overload or things going on that are kind of getting you down, or you struggle to find your positive emotions or to cope.
So is it a case of that this can be with affects all parents, no matter how many children you have, or is this something, postnatal depression, that really affects just new parents?
No, not necessarily. It can affect anybody. I think if you've never had a baby before, the stresses can be a little bit tougher because you're learning new stuff, you're learning the new job. There's so much going on. So I think it's fair to say that for first-time parents, especially if you've had some kind of depression or anxiety in pregnancy, we would all want to be looking out and looking after mum and dad just to make sure they're settling in okay.
And is it a case of that we think we're having a brand new baby? You know, I've seen it in friends of mine having children. It's all exciting and it's presents and it's cards and this little bundle of joy that you get to go and meet for the first time. As you say, there is so much worry, though, isn't there? And so much stress that goes with that, especially if it's your first child as well.
I think so. And I think in other cultures, and maybe even in our culture not so long ago, there's a lot of support around for the mum and the dad. There's a lot of people mucking in and helping out, whereas I don't know that happens so much nowadays. I think people tend to visit, bring a card and a present, say hello, fuss over the baby, and then go again after an hour or two when the parents are exhausted. And I think what I think can make a big difference with postnatal depression is giving support that's actually much more practical and emotional. That can really, really help. So I think that, yeah, it's quite tough. I don't want to fuss too much because having a baby is lovely, but it can be difficult and quite isolating and demanding. And I think that takes its toll.
So are we doing enough, do you think, Mia, in this? You know, Kate Middleton has come out in the press. She said that she doesn't think that we're talking enough about postnatal depression. We're not doing enough about it. Is it a taboo subject? Is it a case that you don't want to meddle with someone else or with your friends or your family if they have a baby and you almost don't want to get involved?
I think it is. You don't want to feel like you're putting your nose in where it's not welcome. But the thing about in the work that I do, I notice, especially with new mums, is they are incredibly good at hiding it. They'll put the mascara on, they'll put the lipstick on, they'll put a big smile on their face. And then when people have gone, that's when they kind of fold up. And so the reason it's important, and I agree with Kate Middleton, we need to be opening this up and talking about it so that a woman doesn't feel, and a man doesn't feel, like they're not able to say, do you know what, as much as I love having a baby, I'm also struggling a little bit. Is that normal? Rather than feeling like she has to hide it.
And is it a case as well, perhaps, that, and again, I mean, I'm not decrying it, I've got to be careful how I phrase this, but is it a case that with new, you know, with parents, no matter how many children you've got, you know, if you're feeling of this overwhelming feeling, is it a case that parents don't ask for help for the simple case that they feel fear that they're failing at parenthood?
Absolutely. I should be happy, I should be coping well, I should be a calm, relaxed mother, my house should be neat and tidy. Where did we get that idea from, by the way? And if I'm not happy and joyous and calm and relaxed, then I'm failing as a mom. And I think there is also still some stigma that goes way back to this awful fear that some parents have that they'll be judged in some way and even told they're not a good enough mother, which, by the way, isn't true. Women with depression are probably stronger than women without it.
So how can we help? What are the signs to look out for? Perhaps someone's listening today that's just had a baby and is thinking, I'm really struggling with this, I'm cracking on the inside, you know, or perhaps a partner. You know, you know that your partner is really struggling. What would be the signs that you would have to look for postnatal depression?
So this is where it gets a little bit tricky, because we will have tiredness and we will have mood fluctuations and we will have tearfulness at times. That doesn't mean you're depressed. But if it goes on and seems relentless and either stops you leaving the house or stops you talking to people, or there's no joy anywhere, then we would start to be worried. I think the thing is, sometimes people themselves know, and if you have a sense, then listen to your sense, listen to your heart, and think about who do you feel you can tell. Or if you haven't realized, because maybe there's too much going on for you, but other people are saying to you, if your loved ones are saying to you, do you know what, are you okay? Because I'm not, you know, is there anything you need, or I feel like you're not doing very well, then listen to them as well.
So is it a case of that, like you say, if you've got friends, or if you're a grandparent, or if you're an auntie or an uncle, or your own children have had children, you know, is it a case that you go around and just try and sit with someone and talk to them?
Show them, what I would recommend is warmth and positivity. So if you show them that you're there and that you care and that you're listening, I think that's more important than sitting them down and saying, right, I need to talk to you because I don't think you're okay.
Yeah.
That would be, it's just about, it's what we've all got, that ability to sit with somebody and listen to them with an open heart. So if you do genuinely care about them, that's all that you need. Just sit with them, listen, and say to them, listen, you know, if you're struggling, let me know, or if there's anything I can do to help you.
You said then as well, Mia, about how much it affects men as well. Now, this was something that I'd never really realised. You think, you know, you hear of mothers struggling with postnatal depression. We hear about it in the press.
Mm.
But with men as well, how does that affect men?
Well, it's really interesting with the men thing, because it does seem to be quite new. And in a way, it makes total sense to me, because the kind of role of a father has changed quite a lot in our society. You can't get away anymore with not being there for the birth and then going to the pub afterwards and having a drink with your mates and then coming home, sleeping and going to work the next day. Fathers are much more hands-on, they're much more involved. And it, as I've said right at the beginning, it's actually quite a big deal learning to become a mom or a dad. So I think the stress is on for the fathers as well as the mothers now, and it takes its toll, and we see that with the emotional problems. So yeah, it seems to be, the research isn't very clear at the moment, but it seems to be that fathers are struggling almost as much as women are.
I mean, I guess it must be, because I'm not a parent myself, you know, one day I hope that I am a dad. But I guess that if you are a man and your partner, you know, has had a baby and she's obviously, you know, overwhelmed, I think, is that a good word to use?
Yeah, overwhelmed. I think we all are a bit when we've had a baby, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah. I see some of my mates have babies and I'm overwhelmed by that myself, yeah. Like, let alone, you know, having to sort anything else out. But, I mean, is it a case that if you are a man, your partner has a baby, she's overwhelmed, perhaps, you know, you're new to parenthood, you don't know, you can't get the baby to stop crying, you're not sure if you're changing the nap is right.
Mm.
It is a knock-on effect, isn't it?
Mm. Absolutely. Stress is contagious. And so is calm. And I think, harping back to maybe 50, 60 years ago, we'd have been calmed by our elders or our grandmothers or our aunts. And now the mum and the dad tend to be coming home generally on their own with the baby. And yeah, I think it can be a bit stressful. And it's about finding ways to look after yourselves as new parents and to take support on. Whatever support is offered you, just if you feel that you can, say yeah. Just get as much help.
Can you, if you think you do need help as well, is it a case of perhaps talking to the doctor as well?
Absolutely. There's loads and loads out there in the NHS, especially with every kind of year that passes, there's funds going into the NHS to help women. It is women at the moment, more so than men, with perinatal depression. So your GP should have a care pathway, or your midwife or your health visitor. One of those three, try them out and see what response you get. Because at some point someone will take you seriously and help you, and that's what you need if you're struggling.
How do you hope that the outlook changes, Mia? How, you know, what do you hope? You're a leading specialist in this, you know, you're a clinical psychologist, you've dealt with this firsthand.
Mm.
In your heart of hearts, how do you hope that we're addressing postnatal depression next year, 5 years from here?
I think we're going the right direction at the moment, as I say, by kind of raising, being more aware of it, talking about it. The NHS is beginning to put money into it. What do you know what I'd really like to see is more of a societal change. I'd like to see parents not be so hard on themselves. And I'd like to see society not be so hard on parents. I'd like us to acknowledge the amazing role that they do and help them feel proud from day one, not guilty and worried that they're doing it wrong from day one.
It's been fascinating talking to you. Thank you so much for joining
us
on BBC Radio Leicester. As I said, you are a leading specialist, you know, in postnatal depression. You've written a book as well about it. How can people find out more information about you?
Well, you can literally go to Amazon for the book. It's called Why Perinatal Depression Matters, and it's by Mia Scotland. And it's for new parents, and it's to help them think about taking care of themselves when they've had the baby, how they can prioritise their health as well as their baby's health. And so there's lots of psychological tips and techniques and lots of information about what might cause depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. So it's just a kind of like go-to first course, first place to go to for basic information about it.
So head to Amazon, any other leading retailers, type in Mia Scotland, up it'll ping.
That's it.
Mia,
it's
been great having you in. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on BBC Radio Leicester.